We'll look at some pictures in a few moments, okay? And then we'll sing again. God is good in a way that we're not, okay? He's always good. All of Him is always good, abundantly good in all sorts of ways. And boys and girls, because we're different to Him, sometimes we're not good, all right? Sometimes when we're hungry or tired or busy or just don't feel right, we know we can be nasty instead of loving, okay? We can be cruel instead of kind. Well, God's not like that. He's always good all of the time. And we can't be friends with a really good God because we're not really good. The wonderful thing about the Bible and God in the Bible, He tells us that He gives us a friendship with Him that we do not deserve. Okay? My boys and girls and grown-ups, I want you to look at this picture. Because He gives us His goodness. He gives us His goodness. And His goodness He gives to us. And one of the things that we learn, grown-ups, is this. Is you cannot earn this gift of His goodness. Anybody recognize who that man is? I don't think the boys and girls will get this one. Anybody? Darcy? Yeah, Lord Sugar. Yeah. His name's Alan Sugar. And those of you who are really old remember when he used to own Tottenham Hotspur. What's his famous line? He's in a show on telly for grown-ups. And it's a big game show, but it's not lots of fun and games. It's adults competing against each other to get a job to work for this man. And every week, somebody goes home. And when he sends this somebody home every week, he has two words he says, which are, "You're fired." Okay? And in this competition, he talks to people about what they say about themselves. He says, "Well, on your CV, you tell me you're very creative. On your CV, you tell me you're very organized. On the CV, you tell me you're a good people person. I don't see that." And he'll challenge them on what they've said about themselves. Now, boys and girls, you're way too young for a CV. But some of you might have had to write in to a school teacher to say, "I would like to be a peer mediator because I think I'm kind." Or, "I would like to be on the school council because I think I could help my friends." Okay? Reasons why you think you should get the job. Okay? And sometimes a teacher might be there and think, I think Sarah will be kind to her friends. I think we should let her on the school council. Or, "I think Joseph will be good as a peer mediator when he grows up. I think we'll make him a peer mediator. He will be good at that." Okay? Reasons why we think we'll be good at things. But the Bible makes it very clear, boys and girls, when we want a friendship with God, it's not because we're good. It's because He's good. Okay? Jesus told a story. Can I have two volunteers to play out a story? Come on, Gabriel. Come on, Joseph. Thank you. Okay, one on this side and one on that side. Okay? Jesus told a story about two men. Okay? And they went to pray. And they went into a building, well, pretty much like this one. A building that people go into to pray. Okay? One of them went in and he stood and he shouted. Okay? "Dear God, I thank you I'm not like him." All right, can you say that? "Dear God,
I thank you I'm not like him."
That's it, okay? And he told God all the things that he does that's good. "I give my money. I look after people." Can you say that? "I give my money and I look after people."
"I give my money and I look after people."
Okay. And he finishes his prayer. He hasn't asked God for a thing. He hasn't asked God for a thing. Okay? He's told God how good He is. This man's prayer is really different. This man prays, "God, be merciful to me." Can you say that?
"God, be merciful to me."
Brilliant. Okay? And in the story that Jesus tells, it's so quiet, hardly anybody can hear it. Just like it was then. Okay? Now then, whose prayer, boys, do you reckon God heard? Whose prayer do you reckon God heard? You shouted yours and he whispered his? You think God heard that one? The Bible says that God heard this one. Okay? Because when we come to God and we're full of all how good we are, God doesn't like that. But when we come to God and we ask Him for help, God loves that. Okay? Boys, thank you very much. Give me a round of applause. Thank you. Well done. So God, we can't tell God how good we are. We can't earn a relationship with Him. Okay? It's given to us. It's given to us. Now then, I want to show you. This is really important. One of the mistakes we can make about a friendship with God is that we think, like that man that Gabriel was pretending to be, we can be good enough for Him. Another mistake we can make about the relationship that God gives is that He won't give it. Is that He'll hold it back. Have a look at this picture. Can you tell what that picture is, boys and girls? Just have a look for a second. Can anybody see what that picture is? Grown-ups, you see what that is? Here is a pair of legs on a slide that finishes about there. And beyond the slide, that's the ground. Okay? Now, you can't see the bit of the slide. You can just see the bit that's over the edge. Anybody fancy a slide down that? I must admit, this point, when I was looking at that picture this week, I actually felt sick just looking at the picture. Like, look how high that is! Have you ever got to a slide and thought, oh, I'm not going down that. I'm not sure I'm going to make it down there. Okay? Does anybody recognize that man? Anybody recognize that man? He's in a movie. He's called The Hunchback of Notre Dame. Well done. Anybody know his name? Anybody know his name? Grown-ups? Quasimodo. Quasimodo lives up in the bell tower of a church building. And he's scared. He's scared to come down because he's been told, because he looks different, he looks ugly. If people see him, they'll hate him. They won't want to be his friend. So he's scared. So he stays up in the bell tower. The story changes. But that's where he starts the story. And when we think about a friendship with God, sometimes, not just boys and girls, but sometimes grown-ups as well, we could be a bit like sitting on top of a slide thinking, I'm not sure God will give me, in His goodness, what I need. Or we might be like Quasimodo. I'm scared of what God will say about me, or to me, so I'll just stay away. I'll just stay away. I'll hide. But God's very clear. He gives. We can't earn it. But He does give it. Boys and girls, grown-ups, it is possible to think that God will somehow withhold a relationship with Him. But He won't. He has promised to give. And He's given it in Jesus, who has come, lived and loved and died and risen again so we can know Him. Boys and girls, grown-ups, when we receive what God gives us in Jesus, when we receive His goodness to us in forgiving us, He also helps us to grow. Okay? We're going to look for the rest of this morning at two ways in which we can grow in God's goodness. Okay? Let me show you. We grow in God's goodness when we store up. Let's have a look at some things that we can store up. Or another word for that is collect. Okay? Can anybody see that picture on the screen? What does it look like? Yeah, there's football players, isn't it? Any grown-ups remember collecting football stickers when they were kids? Yeah. That's an album, and the idea is you collect football cards and you put them inside, okay? What I didn't know is that as well as football stickers, by all different players, as well as football stickers, you can collect My Little Pony stickers. How about that? Wait, do you not like My Little Pony? Oh, My Little Pony's great. But not just My Little Pony, Peppa Pig. Oh, come on now. Peppa Pig. You can collect all sorts of things, whether it's cards in a book or Pokemon or cuddlies. Who's got a hold of the cuddlies in their bed or in their bedroom? Yes. Or things like stamps. Do you know people can collect stamps? Anybody collect stamps? 1, 2, 3. Quite a few, actually. Okay. We can collect all sorts of things. And you know what collect means, don't you? You just keep hold of. And you look out for, and you keep hold of. And you look out for them, and you keep hold of. Okay? I met a boy during the summer. And he's a lot older than all of you. And he's got hundreds of cuddly toys. Everywhere he goes, he buys another cuddly toy. He looks out for them, and he collects them. Okay? Well, the Bible tells us we're to how we grow up with God's goodness. We look out for the things that are good. Okay? So I'm going to put some words on the screen. Okay? It's quite a lot of words, but all it's telling us is to look out for what's good. Okay? Whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable. Commendable means you can tell people that it's good. Whatever, if there's any excellence, anything worthy of praise, think about or collect or store up these things. Okay? Boys and girls, there's lots and lots and lots. And lots of things that you can think about. Lots of things that you can collect. Okay? But the Bible says we can collect wonderful truths about our wonderful God. Whatever is good, we can collect them and store them up. So I'm going to show you three pictures and three words. Okay? Just three examples of how good God is. And the things we can collect, the things we can store. Are you ready? What's that a picture of?
Spaceman,
yeah. Okay. You know what the Bible says? The Bible says when God forgives us, as far as the east is from the west, that's how far he removes our transgression, our sins from us. Okay? And that man, that astronaut, is hundreds of miles away from the earth. And east and west, it's not just hundreds of miles away, it's thousands of miles away from each other. Thousands and thousands and thousands of miles away from each other. How far does God forgive our sins? Well, he takes our sins as far as the east is from the west. In other words, one of the things that we can collect, one of the truths we can store up, is that God, what's that word at the bottom? That we are, by God, forgiven. Boys and girls, grown-ups, that's a wonderful thing to store up. When we ask God to forgive us, he promises he will forgive us. That's the first picture, okay? Now, boys and girls, can we let the adults have a go at the second picture? Okay? Second picture, grown-ups. Give you a few seconds for your eyes to adjust to that one. Anybody look familiar in that picture? You see that? Yeah, John F. Kennedy. Sitting at his desk in which office do you reckon that is? The Oval Office. This man, he used to be the President of America, the United States of America. And the President has a very fancy office, okay? It's called the Oval Office. Do you know why it's oval? Do you know why it's called oval? Because it's oval. It's dead simple. And he sits in this fancy-shaped office with a very fancy desk. And he's the President of the United States of America is probably the most important man or woman in the world, okay? But underneath the desk, can you see anything unusual?
Child,
yeah. That child is the President's son, okay? Now, I want you to imagine you fly to America and you knock on the White House. That's the house in which that office is. Hello, I'd like to see the President, please. The man at the gates of the White House will say, you're not coming in. Okay? Because you and I just can't... We just can't walk in to the Oval Office. Okay? And even if you work in the White House, there's lots of people working there. Lots of people working that the big building. Okay? Not all of them could just walk up to the Oval Office and knock on the door and say, I'd like to see the president, please. Because there's a man at the door saying, well, you're not getting in either. Okay. But this little boy, I don't think he had to knock on the door. I think all he had to do was just go straight in. Do you know why? Because that's his dad. That's his father. He doesn't have to ask permission. He can just go straight in. And even though his dad is the most important man in the whole world, he can go in to be with his father and know that his father cares for him. Okay? This is what the Bible says about us and God. Not that we can go into a special office, but that we've become children of God. We've become children of God. You've received the spirit of adoption. In other words, God has made you His. When God forgives us, moves our sins from us as far as He makes us His children. We see the spirit of adoption as sons by whom we cry, Abba. And that was a way, in Jesus' words, of saying Father. So it's Abba, Father. In other words, one of the things that we can store up, one of the things we can collect, boys, is we know that God is our Father. And no matter how important He is, and He's really important, we never have to ask permission to come in. Because He and we are together. Okay? Now then, one last picture on this one. Another thing for us to store up is this. The Bible says that God is like a shepherd, and we are like the sheep. Okay? There's a psalm called Psalm 23. And it starts off, the Lord is my shepherd. Okay, it's a very special psalm. For lots of Christians, the favourite psalm. Do you know how it finishes? Do you know what the last word is? You know what? The last word is forever. The last word is forever. God will never, ever, ever stop being your loving shepherd. So boys and girls, one of the ways we can grow up in God's goodness is to store up, to collect lots of things that are true about God. And there's three. When He forgives us, as far as the east is from the west. When He becomes our Father, we can always be with Him. And He is our shepherd forever. He never stops loving us or looking after us. So that's one of the ways that we can grow. We can grow God by storing up lots of good things that He says about Himself. Can you remember those three F's? There's a picture of a man in space. And as far as the east is from the west, we are forgiven. Okay, we are forgiven. And that second picture, the little boy underneath the desk in the president's office. Because God is our Father. And the last one, forever, well remembered. The shepherd holding the sheep forever. Okay? Here's the last way we can grow. Okay? We can grow up together. Now, boys and girls, I'm going to show you a picture to the grown-ups and see if they can recognize. Anybody know? Anybody who's over the age of 50? The Lone Ranger. Boy, have you heard of the Lone Ranger? There's a new movie out with him, okay? The Lone Ranger. What was his horse called? Silver. And his mate was called? Oh, very good, say? Very good. Okay. He's got the Lone Ranger. Okay. He and his friend, Tonto. Okay. They stay together. But that's it. Just the two of them. Who's this? Frank Sinatra. That's he looks a little bit more like that. Okay. Frank Sinatra. And he sang a song, one of his most famous songs was, I did it my way. Okay? One of the mistakes we can make about growing up as a Christian is we can think about the idea in his song, I did it my way. We can sometimes think we can grow up as a Christian all by ourselves. Okay? But we can't. Do you know why? Because God's placed us in a family. He's placed us in a family to grow up together. And boys and girls, sometimes that's wonderful. Okay? Sometimes that's really, really good because people can be kind to us. Sometimes, as boys and girls, they might even give us sweets. Okay? And as boys and girls, they pray for us. Okay, the grown-ups can pray for us as we get older and older. They can look out for us. And they, who goes to Five Alive? Who goes to Friday Club? Okay, people can look after us in clubs like that. Okay, it's great growing up in a family like that. Sometimes it can be wonderful. Sometimes other people can annoy us or even disappoint us. And growing up in a family can be hard work. And sometimes when that happens, like, well, I think I can grow up better without them. But the Bible puts us all together because in God's goodness, He wants us to grow up together, to get to know one another as a family. So let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you that you are the good God who gives of His goodness a relationship with you through Jesus. Help us, we pray, to grow in your goodness. Help us to enjoy you as the good God. Pray for the boys and girls, those who are older among us. We pray that all of us will rejoice in how great and how good you are. Lord, we do pray for those who aren't with us today, can't be with us. We pray to help them and strengthen them. And we pray as we spend time together as a church family together, you'd help us to be good to one another and to rejoice in your goodness to us. Help us, we pray. Amen. Please be